From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Today, Florida wildlife officials voted to ban shark feeding excursions for people scuba diving off the coast. They said they feared the increasingly popular dives might have the effect of training sharks to associate humans with food. That, they said, posed a safety threat to other divers. NPR's Philip Davis has more.
These so-called interactive shark dives feature the use of chunks of raw fish, known as chum, to get sharks to swim right next to divers and snorkelers. The dive operators say the tours help dispel myths about sharks as man-eaters and provide the underwater thrill of seeing nature's top marine predator up close. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission Chairman David Meehan said there was a growing fear among other divers that the shark-feeding excursions posed a risk.
They said that the sharks had changed their behavior and were more aggressive, and that they were concerned about the safety and the fact that they felt that people should not be feeding predators any more than you would feed bears or alligators.
So far this year, there have been 29 shark attacks in Florida, and there have been 2 fatal attacks off the Virginia and North Carolina coasts. But Meehan said the commission was not acting because of the hysteria surrounding this so-called summer of the shark.
It's not an emergency. This rulemaking has been going on for 2 years. It has nothing to do with some of the recent articles and shark attacks that have happened up and down the coast of the Atlantic. Matter of fact, these interactive marine feeding experiences are nowhere near any of the areas that the shark attacks have occurred.
But the commissioners didn't want to take any chances, so today they voted 6-1 to order their staff to draw up a rule that would ban the activity. Dive operators complained at the commission's meeting in Amelia Island, Florida, that the ban would put them out of business. But Meehan said only 4 dive operators in the entire state currently offer the shark feeding tours. Other kinds of dives would still be allowed. The commission will vote on the final rule at its next meeting, October 31st. In Key Largo. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.